The power of now. When your mind is calm, you can connect with your deepest self and feel a sense of unity. Unlike the word God, which brings a mental image for many, being doesn't have one and isn't tied to any religion. Being represents the eternal, ever-present one life and is at the core of your essence. This idea can be hard to grasp, but you feel it when you are fully present in the now. Remember, the present moment is all you ever have. Experiencing the joy of being brings inner peace and connects you to something greater. This awakening happens when you connect with your true self, bringing you back to your natural state. Ceaseless thoughts. Your constant self-talk stops you from truly experiencing life. Thinking isn't the same as being. When you're always planning, worrying, judging, and explaining, you see the world as full of conflicts and problems. This mental activity makes you feel separate from everything else, like you're alone and everything else is other. Start to notice the voice in your head that dislikes silence. Pay attention to repetitive thoughts about the past or future. Become a witness to your thoughts instead of being the thinker. Connect with the presence beneath your thoughts to experience a new level of consciousness. Watching your thoughts takes away their power. You'll experience brief pauses in your thoughts, known as no mind, which is awareness without thinking. Even if these gaps last just a few seconds, they bring peace and joy, creating a sense of oneness with being. With practice, these feelings can become deeper and last longer. To be fully present, focus on the now. Pay full attention to everything you do, even the smallest tasks. Pause for a moment and observe your breath going in and out. Deeply focusing on each moment draws you fully into the present. Find peace beyond thoughts and emotions. Most people define themselves by their thoughts, past experiences, and cultural influences. This phantom self is your ego, which exists only when you identify with your thoughts. To survive, the ego clings to the past and worries about the future, but it can't exist in the present moment. Use your mind for daily tasks, but quiet your inner voice to find peace and creativity. Emotions are thoughts felt in your body. For example, hostile thoughts make you physically feel anger. Strong emotions cause biochemical changes in your body. Be aware of your emotions and observe them like your thoughts. Feel them without letting them control you. Identifying with your mind causes emotional pain like self-pity, anger, resentment, and depression. Pleasure from outside sources is temporary and part of a pain and pleasure cycle. You experience love, joy, and peace when you free yourself from constant thinking. Time and suffering. Pain from the past and pain you create now both cause suffering. Most of this pain is self-generated and unnecessary, adding subconscious resistance, judgment, and negativity. The egoic mind dwells in the past and future, relying on the concept of time. To reduce the influence of time and live in the present, understand that the present moment is the only truly real part of your life. You can still use the past and future practically. The present might seem unpleasant, but if you let go of labels and judgments, you can detach from external conditions. Accept the present moment as it is, and find peace in it. Understand and overcome the pain body and fear. A pain body is the emotional leftover from negative experiences. This negative energy lies dormant until something triggers it, bringing it to life. When you connect with a pain body, it grows stronger. To handle this, focus on the feeling, recognize it as a pain body, and resist judging or analyzing it. By simply observing it without engaging, the pain body starts to lose its power. Becoming an objective observer helps you reach a higher level of consciousness, allowing you to feel the power of the present moment. You can also disconnect from fear in the same way by becoming a silent watcher. Psychological fear usually isn't about immediate danger, but about worrying over what might happen in the future. This worry creates an anxiety gap, leading to fears of loss, failure, pain, or death. By shining a light on this pattern and watching it without engaging, the fear starts to fade away. The present moment. The past is just a memory in your mind, while the future is an illusion of what hasn't happened yet. Your mind often gets stuck thinking about the past and the future. But you should focus on the present moment, or now. The present is where you can truly be free from your mind. To stay in the now, stop paying attention to your thoughts and focus on what's happening right now. This way, you can keep coming back to the present until it becomes your natural state. Use clock time for practical things like setting appointments, planning activities, learning from mistakes, solving problems, and taking action. But clock time turns into psychological time when you dwell too much on the past or worry too much about the future. For example, if you make a mistake and learn from it to do better next time, you're using clock time effectively. But if you keep blaming yourself for the mistake, you're stuck in psychological time. Presence versus unawareness. Your life situation comes from how you think about time. If you dwell on bad past events or hope for a better future while ignoring the present, you'll stay unhappy. Focus on what's happening right now. Use your senses to see, listen, feel, and accept. Most people live in a state of ordinary unconsciousness. They are stuck in their minds and unaware of the present. This makes them restless, discontent, and anxious. When faced with a big challenge, their ego feels threatened, leading to a state of deep unconsciousness. This triggers negative emotions like anger, fear, or depression. Instead, you can become more conscious in daily life. Pay close attention to the present moment. Watch your thoughts and feelings. Bring the unconscious to light by allowing it to surface. Inner and outer. The main goal of life's journey is to achieve personal success. However, this shouldn't overshadow the inner purpose of enjoying the present moment and the light of being. Both goals can coexist, but conflict between them can cause unhappiness. To avoid negativity, either deal with the situation immediately or let go of the pain. Problems often arise when you plan and worry without taking action. Instead, treat problems as situations to walk away from, address, or accept. When facing something unbearable, you have three choices. Leave the situation, change it, or accept it completely. Make your choice and act accordingly. Presence, or enlightened awareness, happens when you stop identifying with your mind and body activities. The mind can't understand presence. You truly feel it in your soul by fully being in the moment. Start a practice of closing your eyes and tuning into the sensations within your body. Bring your focus to your breath. Mindful breathing is a powerful tool for meditation. Your physical form acts as an outer shell, holding the invisible inner body within. Beneath this outer layer lies a deep well of spiritual, boundless energy. When your attention is consumed by the mind, it disconnects you from your essential being. Your sense of self emerges from your thoughts. Portals into the unmanifested. The unmanifested, also known as being, is the formless essence behind everything. It is the invisible source that powers all things, including the energy known as chi. Chi represents movement, while the unmanifested embodies stillness. When you sleep dreamlessly, you connect with the unmanifested and recharge your inner energy. The present moment, the now, acts as a gateway to experience glimpses of the unmanifested. You can sense it in silence, in the gaps between sounds, and in the empty space between objects, awareness, and relationships. To improve your relationships, focus on the present and free yourself from your ego. When you fall in love, everything feels perfect at first. But soon, the relationship will swing between love and hate, because these feelings depend on each other. You can't have love without some hate. Love can make you feel less lonely, unhappy, and incomplete. It satisfies your ego, gives your life meaning, and provides you with another identity. Physical intimacy offers a brief moment of bliss, connecting you to something beyond yourself. However, when your partner doesn't meet your needs, you blame them for your unhappiness. Like an addiction to alcohol, food, or drugs, relationships can reveal the pain and unhappiness already within you. When you quiet your mind and connect with your true self, you can have a healthier relationship. You become open to love, joy, and peace. You stop judging yourself and accept your partner as they are. You don't feel the need to change them. Your love comes from within, not from someone else. Acceptance and surrender. We're trained to label situations as good or bad, but in reality, they just are. To fully engage with the present moment, let go of these labels and accept things as they come. True surrender isn't about giving up or being weak. It's about accepting life without fighting against it. When you stop resisting the present, you free yourself from inner conflict. Instead of seeing the present as an enemy, let acceptance lead to positive action. Surrender may not change the situation directly, but it changes you. When you surrender, you connect with a deeper source of energy. In difficult times, reflect on whether you can improve, change, or leave the situation. If no solution exists, surrender fully and feel your resistance fade. Through surrender, spiritual energy enters the world. Key points. 1. Focus fully on the present. It's the only real moment. 2. Observe your thoughts and emotions instead of reacting. 3. Quiet the mind to feel inner peace and connect with your true self. 4. Accept each moment without labeling it as good or bad. 5. Break free from past and future thoughts for true happiness. 6. See problems as choices, change, leave, or accept them. 7. Let go of expectations in relationships to find true love and peace.